You Can Relax, that's the name of our podcast.
Hello, welcome to Relax the Podcast, episode 199.5. It's going to be a half because...
A point five. I'm confused.
I'm really excited about the 200th episode, and I have big plans, but I just feel like it's going to take a lot of prep and editing and stuff. So I need more than a week.
Okay.
So we're going to... Because I'd rather put out a good quality 200th episode than like, you know...
They're all good. Because quality. Stop worrying so much.
No. We've only had 200 episodes to prepare for this moment.
Right. So we're gonna do one and a half next week. We're doing half this week and one and a half next.
So yeah, I just don't... Next week's episode is not the 200th episode. And I was like, how do I get around that? How do I make it so the next week's episode isn't the 200th episode? Because I have plans.
Oh, you're stalling.
I'm not stalling. I'm trying to get things in order.
Got it.
And so I don't want to just post it without it being exactly how I want it. So... We're going to do kind of like a half C episode today. And then the other half C, it's not going to be half an episode.
We're just doing the tip of an episode.
The 200th episode is not next week. The 200th episode will be the following because I just want to make sure it's good, you know?
Yeah.
And we didn't want to take another week off. We miss you guys too much.
We have things to say.
Lovey, who needs to relax for you this week other than me?
I had a very... exciting afternoon. I have a pet peeve, and I don't know if I've mentioned this as a relax before or if you or other people have this, but like it drives me bonkers when I am such a small thing, and like I'm grateful for every package I receive and that I'm able to order sometimes packages, but when it says package will be delivered on this date and then it's delayed,
that bothers me,
especially when it's promised by a
that's what annoys me.
It's because it's been promised to me on this day, and so the expectation is there, and you've paid for it. So that drives me crazy. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, I get it. It's been delayed for a day. These people are working hard. There's a lot of logistics involved. Whatever. Like, I understand this. What drives me insane is when they say it's been delivered and it's not. And so the mystery begins on Saturday morning. Package delivered. At 10:30 a.m. And I'm like, wait, our mailman like usually doesn't come till like 4 in the afternoon. But my package is here a day early. Yay. And I'm so excited. It says, even the detail, no picture, but it's because this is the post office, the USPS. But it says the detail that it has been delivered in or around the mailbox.
Okay.
Our mailbox is surrounded by shrubs. So I was like, all right, it's either in the mailbox or in the shrubs. Let me go grab that. Go down there. Not there.
Oh, no.
Not there. Instantly sweating. It seemed like frantically like going through the shrubs. Not there. Okay. Then I'm like looking at our neighbor's porches. Like you know, I'm like wondering like maybe it's like got delivered to them by accident. No, nothing. I'm just confused. Then I'm like looking up by like our gate because sometimes they'll like leave, but it's said mailbox, but I'm looking by the gate. It's not there. Frustrated. So much so that I'm like sweating and I'm like, I have to figure this out. Like trying to track whatever it says, what it says. Then I'm like, well, I have to make a claim. So I go to make a claim, but it's like, you can't make a claim for 24 hours. And it has to be a business day. So I'm like, oh, I can't make a claim till Monday.
Oh.
And then Monday is yesterday and I forgot about it.
Oh.
So then today I remembered.
Okay.
And I went to the post office, you know, and it said like that they can have, Google said that like they can have a digital, what's it called? GPS for where it was scanned. Mm-hmm. So they'd be able to tell me, talk to the guy at the post office. He's like, go ring the door in the back.
What?
So he told me to like kind of go around the hallway in this post office and I'm supposed to ring a doorbell to a door that has no windows, just like some secret back door.
Do doors have windows?
I'm just saying you couldn't see through. It was just like this random through the dark hallway back door of the post office with just like a metal box with like a doorbell on it. And at this point I'm like, I'm a private detective.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a full on detective. Like I'm an investigator and I've just gotten my first tip or lead or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point it becomes like a full-on noir crime thriller where I'm like the lead detective. So then I'm waiting by this door and this woman comes up, so it's like a cast of characters now, this like oddball woman who's like also ringing the doorbell for the secret mailman, and she's like, did you enter the lottery? And I'm like,
what?
Out of nowhere. And I go, what? I go, no, I don't play the lottery. And she goes, no, for FIFA tickets. Is that how you say it? FIFA, the World Cup. And I was like, Oh no. She's like, yeah, you can enter a lottery to win tickets.
What?
And I was like, no, I didn't. It was just strange. Guy opens the door. It's like this secret mailman. He's looked for my package. He goes, it's been misdelivered. And I was like, oh, another clue.
Okay.
And he goes, it's been delivered to this number on this street. And it was our same number, same first word of our street, but different second word of our street. So very similar.
Got it. I understand.
Do you follow? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, where is that? And he's like, oh, it's up behind your neighborhood. And I look on my maps and it's on this like dead end road, like deep in the woods. Mm. And I'm like, I got my second tip.
Okay.
And he's like, you should file a claim online so that there's a paper trail. And I'm like, paper trail? That sounds like a detective thing. Sure, yeah, paper trail. And I leave and I'm like, I can't just stop here. I have to go to this place. I have to go to this house that has very similar numbers and names to my house and street. So I go straight from the post office deep in, like up this mountain, and then it's like a dead end street. It's very thin, very windy. And I'm like, I'm a detective. This is crazy. And then I find his driveway, and I'm going up in it, and I'm like, I don't know. I've never like approached someone else's house. You know what I mean? To like knock on their door in a while, like stranger. So it was like a full on detective. You know what I mean? I have to question this witness. And I go and I knock, like the whole front of the house is all windows. I can see through the whole house. And I'm like, I shouldn't be here. I feel like there's stand your ground laws like that I'm violating, like, I don't know, like trespassing, whatever. But I wasn't, because I'm just knocking on a neighbor's front door. He doesn't answer. Is this story too long?
No, I'm...
Is this compelling at all?
So compelling.
Doesn't answer. I'm knocking around. I'm like yelling, hello.
You know what it needs, though? It needs like musical cues.
Yeah.
It needs like some like really intense...
Well, we have the time and budget to add suspenseful music cues,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, I'm sure that our editor will... find the time.
He's gonna love hearing that.
Yeah.
So I was about to give up. I go all the way back to my car, get in my car.
I can do the music.
And then I see a gardener come out from around the corner.
A gardener.
Yes. So then I stop my car. I get back out and I'm like, and I start talking to him and I'm like, hey, is the person who lives here, like, are they in? And he's like, yeah, they're in their office though, which is like this side house, like this side little guest house.
Lord.
And I'm like, okay, back to a different, so this is a crazy like property in the middle of the woods. I'm completely secluded. If I went missing, no one would ever find me.
I have to pause your story.
It will never end.
To ask you.
It's going to take the whole half an episode.
What the actual hell was in the package that it was worth this?
I had to get glasses frames repaired, like new for my other pair of eyeglasses. They got broken, so I had to get new frames put in. And I did it through an online company
broken glasses?
Yeah.
Like the ones that were like the broken glasses.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The ones that we tried to fix for weeks, it feels.
No, not that one. These ones needed new, like actual lenses with my prescription. But so to do that, you have to send this company online your glasses frames. And sometimes, and in this case, glasses frames, I mean, they're ridiculously expensive.
I know.
So we're talking about a lens replacement and the frames.
Yeah, you got to get that.
I'm not going to give an amount, but it's expensive.
Yes,
it's worth me tracking down. So I'm like, okay, talk to the gardener. I go around to this guest house / office. Now you can't see anything. All the shades are drawn and everything. And I'm knocking on a new door. Hello, hello. Nothing, because he told me he was in there. And then I hear him like yell for me. And this old man.
He knows your name?
No, he just, sir, whatever. Mm-hmm. He had found the guy, the owner of the house. And he was coming out into the driveway. And now I'm just some stranger who's coming out from behind his guest house, like in his backyard. And I'm just there. And so from like 50 yards away, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry to disturb you. I'm your doppelganger neighbor from like around the way. The post office just sent me here on a tip that my package was misdelivered here on Saturday. And he goes, oh, yes, it was. And I'm thinking,
did he send it back?
And I'm thinking like, oh, this man's going to hand me this package.
Oh,
like,
no,
mystery solved. And he goes, yes, yeah, I just put it back in the mailbox. I was going to drive
Return
it over to
sender.
You, but whatever. But I just put it back in the mailbox and it's not there anymore.
Oh, crushed. My God.
Crushed. Got out of there. Drove home.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And it was by our mailbox.
Oh, no.
It was there. By the time I got home, it had been redelivered and it was home. And I'd gone through all this anguish on Saturday and this whole like crime investigation today. But it gave me such a thrill that I was like, are you meant to be a detective? Is this a job? And so I looked up, I asked chat, whatever, AI, I was like, what do you have to do? What, is this a job? Is this a position that exists? And it is. and it's federal law enforcement. And it's called the USPIS.
USPIS?
Or the USPIS. Yes. The United States Postal Inspection Service.
Is this your new career
and
path?
And here I am. So I'm like, here I am like, well, what do you need to do to get into USPIS? You know what I mean? I don't mean to be disrespectful. This is a federal agency. Like, this is the USPIS. This is serious. And they do lots of things that involve crimes involving the mail. There's lots of things that can happen there. But I was like, what do you need? You can't need that much. But the requirements are you have to be over 21.
Okay, check that box.
You need to be between 21 and 37. Wait, what?
Oh, you... Sorry,
you must be appointed before your 37th birthday.
So you're screwed.
You need a valid driver's license.
You can't do
this.
Just
let me keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to have a 4-year bachelor's degree in any field. So with a theater degree, mm-hmm. that I could have been. You need relative work experience, pass a background check, no felonies or serious crimes. You need to pass medical, psychological, a polygraph exam. And I'm like, this is getting serious. This is like a lot of things. It's essentially the same thing as being an FBI agent, but you work for the Postal Service investigating mail fraud and other crimes, smuggling.
Yeah, I think
theft,
it's probably more intense stuff than like your
narcotics.
Missing
like you carry a gun.
Yeah, I think that it's on, I think these people don't cover like your missing glasses that are just
right
in your front yard.
I know. I was like, but that's what's so exciting. You're like,
well, you know what? You
the
know
danger
what,
of
love?
It.
Have you ever tried an escape room?
No.
Because like you might like it.
So then I was like, well, what about being a private investigator? Like, because this is more like you're not working for the federal government. You're just a private investigator. Way easier than working for the post office.
Really?
Yeah. Like basically you just need to be a person. You need to have investigative experience in the state of California. You need 3 years of compensated investigative experience. So mm-hmm. you need to work, but that could be like insurance fraud. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Any kind of like I don't know. I feel like that's pretty broad, but like you need like 3 years or 6,000 hours of being paid to investigate something. Or you could have a criminal justice degree plus fewer hours. You just start fingerprinted, background check, and you pass an exam, and then you need some sort of surety bond. That's it.
Wow.
Private investigator.
So you're going to do that?
It was kind of thrilling.
I really think you should try an escape room.
What is that? What does that have to do with anything? Is that just to dash my dream?
No, dude. If you want to become a private investigator, I'm so supportive of that. But I think you're enjoying solving a mystery. And like, you can do that for fun.
I think it was...
You can do that for fun. Escape rooms are very fun.
Uh-huh.
We should do one.
But it's not like out in this
it
like
feels
desolate.
Like it feels like
someone else's driveway. Like I shouldn't be there, but I'm not committing a crime. I'm there to help crime.
First of all, escape rooms, they are themed. So there are some that have very good sets that feel like you're out and about. And they also have live escape rooms like that are out and about. Like they have them all the time in different cities where it's like
you
escape room in a city.
Yeah, I used to do this with friends. I think I've only done it with you once when we were in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah, we did do one in New Orleans.
Yeah, but that's the only one I've ever done.
They're really fun. Did you like it? Do you remember
it?
Is
it still a thing?
I don't know.
Feel like
I don't
it was
leave
like
the
a
house.
Trend. What I remember about it was that you were uber competitive about it.
Yes.
And like uber into it. Like
yes.
You were like, you went full character act, method actor. Like,
I love
into it. Yeah.
I love it, love it, love it. I used to go with Joey Graceff all the time. And
that's
it's one
it
of the
was,
reasons
yeah.
why I had so much fun doing. He had a show called Escape the Night.
Right, right, right.
And it wasn't an escape room, but it was like it's basically playing pretend as an adult. Like, you know, if you loved playing imagination when
but
you were a kid,
not...
it's like doing that, but as an adult. And it's not like acting where acting, yeah, you get to play pretend as an actor, of course. But like, this is like you're immersed into a world where you don't know the script. You don't know that.
But that's
ending.
Like that's like saying like
but it's me, a puzzle.
I was out in the world. I was in strange lands. I was talking to witnesses, canvassing neighborhoods, and you're like, well, we should play mafia.
You know what's
it's
crazy is that like everything you're saying that was so thrilling to you. I'm so excited and very supportive of this. Is everything you always talk about how much you hate like talking to people, to strangers, things.
Yeah,
getting
I wasn't
lost,
comfortable. I wasn't comfortable
having to go places you don't want to go.
Well, I was like, I was passionate about it. I was like, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving this up.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I've got them.
Yeah. And it's all because you did all of that.
They were just,
Meanwhile, just some guy's just like, I'll redeliver and just like putting it there.
What I would have done if that were me is nothing, because I would have been like, well, I'm not going to a post office.
You would have had,
I would have gotten them the next day.
You would have literally had the same exact result with like less.
But it usually doesn't work out for me that way, to be honest.
Beard hair is turning gray or whatever.
That's amazing. What a great story, love. That's a really great story. Do you
want to go with your relax?
Yeah, do you want to know who I think needs to relax?
Please, yeah, I was just going to ask.
Well, so many things, but you need to relax, Lovey.
Shocking.
So, you're going to relax, okay? Tomorrow morning, we're leaving. I got us a cute little bungalow near a Sonic.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
It's a school night.
Yep. I got the kids taken care of, and you and I are going on a Sonic adventure to start the craziness.
Lying.
I swear to God, it is booked.
Why wouldn't you open the podcast with this? Because nobody's listening now.
You had a great story.
Nobody's
that
even
was
gonna,
way better than
no
this.
No one's even going to hear this part.
So tomorrow we're leaving, and it starts. And so the reason this is episode 199.5 is because we're going to do kind of, maybe this is 199, and then the 200th episode is 2-episode extravaganza, but I think it's more 199.5 and then a 199. Wait, no, it's 199 and a half. How would you say that? It would be 198 and a half and then 199, or 199, 199 and a half, and then 200. How would that go? 199 part one, 199 part two, and then 200. Whatever. One of the episodes is going to be part of the Sonic extravaganza. So next week, there is a fun episode. But it's not the 200th celebration.
You had
episode.
This surprise and you,
yeah.
And it's relevant news, but like you just saved it for after me telling it.
I didn't know the story was going to be that long.
A 25 minute story.
I didn't know the story would be that long. And I was riveted.
Looking for mail. How far is the Sonic?
A couple hours.
Oh, okay.
But I got us a really cute little bungalow thingy.
Very surprised by this.
I know. It was this cute little bungalow thingy, or it was like a Hampton Inn across the street from the Sonic. And I was like, that might be a little too much.
I think I needed
this. I don't need to smell Sonic while I'm sleeping.
I needed this.
Yeah.
Did you just do this?
I pulled the trigger today, but I was trying to plan this for a minute. And then today I finally pulled the trigger. I was like, we just got to do it. It's crazy.
I got to look at the menu.
I know. So now is the time, guys. I know that we asked you last week or the week before or some week somewhere
to
tell us what to get at Sonic. But now it's like we need the comments right now, because when this episode goes live, we will be on our way to Sonic.
Imagine if they have a fruit salad and there is no cantaloupe in it.
Oh, my God. We have to get a fruit salad if they have one.
I feel like that if that happens, then we just cut to black, end of podcast forever, Soprano style.
I know, we should talk about that too.
What?
Ending the podcast forever after the 200th episode.
Oh gosh.
So just
really?
depends on if this episode gets 10 million views, then okay. We won't.
And Selena Gomez comments, right?
What?
Isn't that people say? I've seen like TikToks where someone will be like, hey, my husband said he'll get me this car if like Paris Hilton and the car maker comment, and then they did. And then I don't know if she got the car.
I remember seeing Paris Hilton give someone a car, but I don't know if it's the same person you're talking about. Anyway, we need comments telling us what to get at Sonic. And I know you guys have been telling us your favorite memories and favorite moments throughout the podcast over the last few weeks in prep for the 200th episode. But now is the time. When this episode goes live, please go crazy in the comments. Tell us your stories, listening to the podcast, your favorite memories about the podcast, what we should get at Sonic. Because when this podcast goes up, we will be on our way to Sonic. And it's your last chance to be featured in the episode.
Forever, apparently.
Forever, because the podcast will end.
Cut to black.
No, please let us know. We are excited I'm excited. You just found out. I don't know if you're excited.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I'm surprised, and also like I'm like my planning is different in my head. Mm-hmm. I'm adjusting all of the things. I like surprises. I like being spontaneous.
Did you have plans tomorrow that I just ruined?
No, I like being spontaneous, and if it's like now.
Oh, so that's
spontaneous.
Right.
The next day takes a bit of
so I should have told you tomorrow.
Marinating in. No, this is good.
I would say we can go right now, but we have a parent-teacher conference tonight.
We do, yeah. Which also
needs to relax.
Yeah, it does need to relax, honestly. Like, no offense. Sorry, we're bad parents alert, but like...
I didn't realize how involved. But like, just it's like, okay, we got that. And then there's the...
There's a lot of them. There's
cookout,
a lot of
meetings.
But there's
spirit day.
Here's the thing is that like once I'm there, I'm always like, oh, it's so important that we're here. And I'm so glad we're here. Like we definitely needed, this was so important. I'm so grateful that they put this together and that they are keeping us informed. But then every time another one comes up, I'm like, another one? We just had one a day ago. It was 2 days ago we were just doing this. So, but once we're there, we're always like, oh, thank goodness. We're so glad we did that. And we're so glad they keep us informed. But yeah, we do have one.
That's very exciting. How exciting is that?
Yeah. So
who
needs to relax? Oh, you already said that. You're about to read comments, I think, is what you
I was going
to
say. Well, you reminded me of something because someone, I was going to see if I could find it. I don't know if I could find it, but someone had a funny idea because we were talking about ending Zoom calls and we don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone thought it would have been a funny edit if at the end of the episode last week, the camera had closed like a laptop and then you could keep hearing us talking. And I was like, that was a good note. Like, but yeah.
I don't know how to edit it to make it look like it closed from a laptop. But
I don't know. But yeah, I was like, oh, that would have been funny.
Yeah.
If you'd given us that idea before we did it.
Yeah. Good idea. Good note. Did you have other comments?
Lot of people said like not to worry about eating or drinking, which is good encouragement considering we're going to be eating
Sonic.
I think
we should in regards to Sonic.
In regards to like caring what people think. So you had your charcuterie board and you were like, oh, people will be mad in the comments. And everyone was like, don't worry about what people think.
I know.
I think
it's funny because I didn't know in what context. So I thought you just said, people said, don't be concerned about eating or drinking, period. And I was like, well, I think people should be concerned about eating and drinking food. Don't you think?
I can't. Eric thinking a nectarine was a mandarin. Laughing my
crazy love.
Ass off.
Crazy behavior from you.
I still don't know the difference.
You know what I want to do right now? I think we have some fruit in the kitchen. I'm going to go
just
cut
see
up
if
some
I
fruit.
Know what the fruit is.
I'm going to put it in your mouth with a blindfold on and see
love,
if you can tell me what the fruit is.
This is just the tip episode. We're only doing half.
We can do a half and I can go get some fruit and see. I cannot believe you didn't know what a nectarine was. I don't have a nectarine in the kitchen, but I do have other fruits. I want to see if I give you fruits, if you can guess what they are.
Okay. That's a great game. Yes, we can do that.
Okay. I'll do that in a minute. What other comments?
This is the last one. Sorry.
No, then, I love comments. You don't have to be in.
You can make fun of how I don't know what fruits are.
Yeah,
and I'm
crazy. No wonder. And you're trying to debate that, you know, it's in a fruit salad. Give me a break.
Well, also, someone commented that fruit flies don't lay their eggs on the outside of fruit. They lay it on the inside. So new fear unlocked for you.
Oh, my God.
Banana, please, commented. Anyone else put off by them pronouncing the hard ch in charcuterie? Where I'm from, everyone pronounces it charcuterie. And I want to die because I looked it up and that's the correct pronunciation.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure we're
it's
big dumb dumbs.
It's charcuterie. 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 Not charcuterie. Charcuterie.
Ew, we're so gross that we said charcuterie.
Ick myself.
Ick all over
to
me.
Death.
That is so yuck. Thanks for telling us so that we can stop icking on that.
Because I love charcuterie boards.
Charcuterie.
I order charcuterie boards. I make charcuterie boards. And in these contexts, I am saying the word charcuterie for decades, and so
Oh man I
hate myself.
Charcuterie. Oh man that's so unfortunate that we've been doing that.
So yes, I understand banana please why you were put off, because
are there
like,
other words that you
off.
Know you say wrong
so many, and I know we've talked about those things before that I say wrong.
I say what? Pink wrong.
Yeah, well, I will never give up espresso, but
ugh,
I know
that is so ick.
Kill
I love
me.
You though. What do
Kill
I say
me.
Weird that's ick? Pink.
Huh? Pink, yeah.
I say like leg instead of leg.
Yeah.
Your
name?
My name is
saying
an ick?
Colleen instead of Colleen?
My name is an ick?
No, it's just something you say weird. And it just happens to be
you
your
cannot
first
say,
name.
You cannot say your own name weird.
What if I was like, my name is E-R-I-K, but it's Irk?
Then I would say Irk because that's your name.
And then when you were introducing me, you'd
that's
be like,
your name.
It's Irk.
But that is your Rick. Name.
Well,
so you say how your
Eric.
Name is
Eric.
Pronounced.
You have to say Eric.
That's so crazy. No, what you're doing right now is the opposite. It would be like me saying Eric. You should pronounce it Eric. And you'd be like, no, my name is Eric. And I go, well, it should be Eric.
Well, that
everyone
says
Eric. That
would be irregular. That would be saying something weird or
it
different.
It doesn't matter.
You
if
asked
it
for
is
the,
your
you
name.
Asked, you asked the question.
No,
the,
I
by
asked,
the definition
what do
of
I
saying,
say that is an ick? And you said my name.
I didn't mean by an ick. I was just saying, no, I heard the question, what's a common word that I say weird? And I thought the first thing that popped in my head
is
was
birth name?
What's your name?
My yeah. legal name?
I know, but this is there any, have you ever met, other than a relative, have you ever met someone whose name is Colleen, but they say Colleen?
Me. It's my name.
I'm just asking,
and that's
anybody
how
else.
It is said.
So it's irregular. And I love it. And it's a beautiful name.
It's
beautiful
actually
name.
Kind of in between, to be honest. Like, it's not Colleen. It's definitely not that.
Colleen.
But it's not Colleen either.
I didn't do Colleen.
It's just Colleen. Like, it's like Colleen. Not either. It's
you
just
throw
like
it away.
Colleen. Like, it's like Colleen. Colleen. I don't know. You don't really pronounce the first.
Eric.
But I also don't really ever say, if I introduce myself to people, I go, I'm Colleen. Like, I say Colleen.
Because you know, it's a bit unusual. Not a nick. It's just a common word, a common name.
It's not a common
you say
name.
Say a little bit different.
I don't think it's a common name. And
go to Ireland.
I didn't name me. My parents did.
Yeah.
And it is my name. So I'm not going to change my name because
no
you
one,
think
to make
it's
me
ick.
More comfortable. I didn't say it was stuff. You put me on the spot and we're like, what's the word I say weird?
Yeah, you could have not said that though.
Yeah.
I put you on the spot to say, what do I say that's an ick? It's okay. It's okay. You don't say that word anyway. You say lovey. Now I know why.
There's so many other words. There's only
honestly,
one
like
name.
Here's the tea. Like anyone who is named Colleen, like I love that for you. And I love that that's your name. I like the way that Colleen sounds. It's just, it's so yeah. subtle, but people make it such a big deal whenever they're like, wait, it's pronounced Colleen. And I'm like, it's not. It's just Colleen. Like it's not Colleen. And it's not Colleen.
Yeah.
It's just Colleen.
Yeah, it's like, but to me, it feels like you're speaking a language that I'm not fluent in, and it's one of those things where like phonetically, I can't make my mouth make do the sounds, right? Because it's like a foreign tongue.
Say my name.
So like when you, but it's my wife's. It's
say it.
Love of my life's name.
Just say it. Just
Colleen.
Like that's right. It's just Colleen. Like it's no biggie.
No big
but
deal.
I will say that when people pronounce my name wrong in the wild, I don't notice and I don't mind. I don't care. And in fact, when people say, how do you pronounce your name? Is it Colleen or Colleen? I go, ah, whatever. I don't care. It's only when it's like my immediate family that I'm like, yeah, you should probably say my name right. That's the mm-hmm. only scenario in which I like care.
I've never heard you correct anyone.
Yeah, except for you. I think I at one point finally was like, hey, it's actually Colleen. You know?
I think I knew pretty early on. I think I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. But I know it's always given you the ick.
Because when you hear a name the normal way for your whole life.
But who's to say what's normal?
I'm just kidding. I'm just busting your chops. But there was several Colleens in my school growing up.
Really?
Yes.
I never have known another Colleen except for like, I have a relative. And then I also have met like fans who have the same name and viewers and whatnot.
There was three in my high school graduating class. There was three Colleens.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there was another one. Maybe I just didn't know them.
They were in Connecticut.
No, in my school. No, I definitely didn't know the ones from your school. How many Erics
great.
Were there?
So many. Mostly with C's though.
See, what if someone was like,
but there
you,
was one.
See, this is the same.
But there was no,
thing.
Listen. But there was one that was A R E K.
Love. What if some? What if I, your wife, was like, you should spell it with a C. You shouldn't be spelling it with a K.
Yo.
Right.
You just made me so mad.
Literally, do you understand? Like.
I
That's
never
crazy.
Said you should say your name a different way. You said, what's a normal thing that I say funny? And I, as a joke, said your name because it was the only thing I could think of.
Y'all.
I never said you should change the way you say your name. I would never say that.
Okay.
But if you were to tell me that I should change my name to a C, I would. That'd be it.
What if every time? Okay, so since I wouldn't tell you that you need to change it. But I would just be like, hey, the way you spell that is weird. And everyone else spells it with a C.
If
just,
you thought
know,
it was weird that it was
gives
a K.
It me the ick that your name
that's not
is spelled
what
with
I
a K.
Said. I don't think I'm just winning here.
I don't care. But I am excited for our little trip. Did you have more comments to read? I didn't mean to cut you off of your comment reading.
There were some interesting things about blimps. I liked all the blimp commentary.
We love a blimp commentary.
People and how their Goodyear blimp experiences.
I did write down a couple of things, but
yeah, that's kind of it.
All right. Well, then I will tell you.
I mean, there's lots of good ones, but yeah, those are the ones that I highlighted.
So, there's so many things. Okay. First of all, I have to tell you a story about when we took the twins to the doctor the other day. I've been holding on to the story because you know how sometimes we do the podcast and you'll be like, oh my gosh, I have a story, but I've been waiting to tell you on the podcast.
Yeah.
I feel like it's rare that I do that, but this one I've been waiting for. And it involves, you guys, would it be an episode without poop? I have to talk about poop. I'm so sorry.
You're just like, I got this poop story in. Go for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, okay. So we took the twins to the doctor just to check up, just a generic checkup. And we, the nurse or something came in and then we were waiting for the doctor or we're waiting for something. I don't know. And it had been a while and I really had to pee, like really, like definitely needed to pee. And I was like, okay, got to pee. And then Maisie's like, I said, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Can you stay here with the twins? And I'll be right back. And you're like, yeah, of course. And then Maisie goes, well, I want to go with you. I have to pee. And I was like, okay.
And then
Wes is like, well, I have to pee. And they, by the way, didn't need to pee. They just wanted to go with me.
Little mommy adventure.
But I was like, okay, in the off chance that they do actually need to pee, I should take them because I don't want them peeing their pants at the doctor, you know? So I was like, all right, let's go. So Eric's alone in the baby kid pediatrician room while I go take the twins to the bathroom. So I go down the hall and I go to the twins with me and I ask one of the people working there, where's the restroom? Because I'd never been to the restroom there. And they go, oh, it's just right here. And we go in and it is a baby bathroom. It is a bathroom for babies.
Really?
It's not like toddlers. It's like clearly a toddler bathroom. They saw that I have two toddlers and they're like, oh, I've got the perfect thing for you. Not knowing that I'm the one who needs to use the restroom.
It was like a mini toilet?
A mini, very mini toilet.
I don't think I've ever seen a mini toilet.
A mini sink, a mini room. It was a mini tiny bathroom. And I think they thought like, oh, this is going to be great.
Okay.
And it is great if your toddler has to pee or poo or whatever. So you don't have to pick them up onto a nasty, like taller public toilet. And then they kind of half fall in, half not. So it is great. But they were not the ones who need to use the restroom. So I'm in here and I'm like, well, now what do I do? Because I don't really want to sit on this toilet. It's like basically on the floor. And I don't want to.
It's not for you.
And I thought also it'd be like, well, of course not for me, but I'm the one who has to use the bathroom. So I was like, I don't want to go back out and be like, wait, no, actually, where's the regular bathroom?
It's for me.
So it's like
awkward.
So I was like, so I'm
kind of
stressed.
It's a hole with water. It goes down. You're fine.
So I'm, sure. So I'm like, okay, it's not that deep, but I'm kind of stressed. And the twins are like so excited. They're so excited that it's like a miniature bathroom. And they're like, it's our size. They're like screaming and so happy, freaking out. So then I'm like thinking about how everyone in the whole doctor's office can hear them screaming about how cool this toilet is.
Yeah.
And that they have to pee and that they have to poo and they don't have to poo. They were just saying they needed to because they were so excited. They want to wash their hands. They're like screaming and like freaking out.
Like a playhouse for them.
So then I'm like getting anxious because I'm like, do I go out and ask them like if I should find a different bathroom? And then do I take the twins with me to that one? Do I just go in here? It's not a big deal. I'll just pee in here. But I got so nervous that I suddenly, instantly had to poop. And we've talked about this before. When I have to poop.
Could have seen this one coming.
When I have to poop, it is not a like, oh, I got
a bodily function that you are master
I should wait until a half hour from now and do it when I get home. That's not how my poops work. My poops are, when I have to poop, that means I need to poop immediately.
So you went from like, I don't know, I don't think it's appropriate for me to pee on this
love
baby. That's a pull up.
It was crazy.
Did you fill it up?
No. So of course, Maisie's like, I got to pee. So Maisie goes pee and I'm like, maybe I don't have to poop. Maybe it's just like my anxiety is telling me I have to. I don't actually have to. And I help Maisie pee and I pull up her pants and she's washing her hands. And then I get Wesley on the toilet. He's so excited to be on the toilet because it's so tiny and cute. And then pull up his pants and he's washing his hands. They're washing their hands together. And I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing this. So I sit down and it feels like I'm sitting on the floor. It's that low. And it is so small. My butt barely fits on it. And I don't even have a butt to begin with. So it was insane. And I was like, I guess I'm peeing. And as I'm peeing, the poop's like, hey, yeah, I need to come out. So I'm like, I don't want to poop like on this tiny toilet in this bathroom right next to all the nurses and doctors. Their desk is like right outside this door with my twins standing right here next to me. Like,
I don't want to, but you did.
I didn't have a choice. I don't have the type of body as you where I can just be like, I'm not doing this right now. I didn't know what to do. And by the time I was like trying to decide, it was already coming. It was happening. And I was like, oh my God. But then I was like, I don't want the twins to know because you know what
they're
they'll
gonna
do.
They're going to comment.
And so I'm like, how do I do this quickly, swiftly, get her done? Twins can't find out. Because they're very loud and excited. And I know they'll be like, are you pooping, mama? Mama right. pooped. Like, I just knew they would. So I was like, how do I do this? So I did it. And then at one point, Maisie came over. And she goes, mama, are you done? She's like, why are you sitting here? And I was like, can you wash your hands again? She was like, why? I just did. And I was like, because it's so fun. Can you show me how you can wash your hands? Luckily, that distracted them long enough for me to just... I mean, I haven't pooped that fast in my whole entire life. Like, ever. It was crazy fast.
No, so, okay.
And like, it was insane how fast. Sorry, I know this is disgusting, but like, whoa, what was that noise?
Did a bird just fly into the window?
Something just flew into the window for real. That was...
the bird was listening to your story and was like, I'm going to kill myself.
So I did, and I was very quick about it. And then right when I was standing up, they're like, I want to flush the toilet. They wanted to flush it for me. And I was like, not a chance. So then I had to flush it.
No lid. Yeah.
There's no lid. There's no way hiding it. And it's also like couldn't be more in their line of view because it's so short. Luckily, they didn't see or say anything, but it was humiliating and humbling. And also I was like, I worried about taking too long in there because I was like, I'm going to come out and they're going to be like, what were you doing in there?
Yeah, you were
gone for
a
whole thing.
A suspicious amount of time.
But honestly, my business on the toilet was way faster than either of the twins.
You seem very proud.
I need to be because it was very horrifying. But I was thinking about what would...
I can't believe you didn't send me a picture.
What would you have done in that? You just would have held it. How do you do that?
I don't think...
How do you hold
I'm
it if you have to do
human
it?
Larger than you. Yeah, I don't think that would have been possible. I feel like they made it that small so that I wouldn't be tempted.
Like, also, you know how people have
I would get a clue that it's...
You know the poop stools that people have where it's like there's like a little step stool people put underneath their feet where your knees go up higher so that it like supposedly that's a position that's better for you to poop in. I think my odds were so against me too because the toilet was so low to the ground that my knees were up like as
so
if I was on
a
natural
position.
It was not good.
It was just...
It's been a while since I told a poop story of my own.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like I just made everyone turn this off.
No, we all know you've pooped in some places. We love it.
Anyway, this is just going to be a quick little episode today because for reasons that don't matter to you listening.
We have to go to that the thing. Really did like your fruit board, humbling me with your fruit board idea where I don't know what fruits are.
Oh, yeah, shoot. I already forgot to do that. You shouldn't have reminded me. Well, now I want to do it. We'll do it.
Yeah. Another time.
Another day, another time.
Episode 201.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll see you next week on this.
Is that really happening?
We're leaving tomorrow. Get ready, guys. Part two of the 199th episode is coming next week. And it's not going to be a regular one. It's going to be a fun one. I promise. I'm excited.
Me too. Goodbye.
See you next week.
Okay. So now the laptop closes. Wow. Good episode, Colleen. That was lots of fun.
Yeah,
we're really going to Sonic.
That's, you know what our conversations usually are?
Are you sure
after?
You hung up the episode?
You know what our conversations usually are after we turned it off? It's like, oh, we got to do a thumbnail. And you're like, oh, yeah. I got to upload this. Can you go check on the kids? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. It's usually very mellow. We're usually
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye.